This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A metro area firefighter is accused of sexually assaulting subordinates. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Four women are accusing 30-year-old Cameron Barnaby of sexual assault. Two of those women worked for him when he was the fire captain in Hygiene, a small town in Boulder County. Officials say they believe there could be other victims. Barnaby is now being held without bond in the Boulder County Jail while the sheriff's office continues to investigate. He was working as a firefighter in the town of Mountain View before he was arrested. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Crime in Denver has been rising in recent years. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports some things are getting better, but not everything.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock reported violent crime dropped 15% and property crime dropped 35% downtown. But overall, crime has risen. Murders are up over 11%. Drug and alcohol-related crimes rose more than 30%. The city's trying to increase safety by filling police vacancies, hiring more social and medical workers, and opening an alternative to jail where low-level offenders can access resources. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Fatal overdoses in Denver fell last year from the year before, the first decline in several years. More than 400 people died of overdoses in 2022. The Regional Transportation District canceled a contract this week for 17 electric buses. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
RTD has long had a goal of converting its fleet of more than 1,000 diesel buses to cleaner vehicles. And in 2021, it took a big step by ordering 17 battery-powered buses. But then it learned that it didn't have the space needed to charge and maintain them. So RTD canceled that order. And now we'll develop a comprehensive fleet transition plan. Early estimates suggest a full transition to zero-emission buses could take more than a decade and cost $2 billion. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.